peace, love, joy, justice, and God's truth. Yes, indeed. Thank you again, everyone, for tuning in to Nia 2X Radio, the voice of the people coming out of D.C. And we're here profanity-free 24/7, and you know we do it all for you. Every program, we're heard at www.blackonblackunity.com. Ooh, we have a powerful program tonight with two wonderful special guests. And these are people that are in the community that are intelligent and that have something to say. You don't always have to have a college degree to say that you're intelligent. Not at all. You're intelligent just because you are. And that is our two guests tonight. We'll start with the ladies. We have Sister Amina Scott, and she's calling in from D.C. Then we have Big Brother himself, the man with the plan, and that is Brother Stanley Wade, and he's calling in from Maryland, the state of Maryland. And, of course, I'm your host, happy to be here, humble, excited, because the topic tonight, we need to talk about it, black world. We need to be able to air our opinions, differences, and shape the narrative instead of being shaped by others talking about this subject, quote, is homosexuality being normalized, unquote. Yes, we need to talk about this because your opinion is really more important than anybody else's opinion on the planet when it comes to black people because of the community and the myriad of reasons we could give why. So without further ado, let me welcome Amina Scott and Stanley Wade. Peace, love, and joy to the both of you.
Thank you.
All right. Good day.
All right. Now, we're going to start off letting everyone know in the audience that this conversation already with the title is controversial. And there are many opinions and facts and people weighing in on the subject. But our conversation tonight will remain respectful, will remain non-judgmental. We are only saying what we feel, what we think, and weighing in our 2 cents, 3 cents, 300,000 cents, or whatever you want to call it, we are weighing in because, again, what we have to say is extremely important. We don't need to be told what to think and et cetera. We have our own values and life experiences in every subject around the globe. So with that being said, I will start with, again, Sister Amina weighing in on this first question, which is the title of our program this evening, is homosexuality being normalized in everyday life here in 2023. What do you feel, sister?
Well, yes, I feel like it is being normalized in all areas, even in the politicians and everywhere. It's like in schools. It's every time you, even in cartoons, when you're looking in, even if you look at cartoons, you see some type of homosexuality in it. And I feel like that's a little, And I feel like that's a little too much to put out there, definitely for kids that's not fully developed yet, that don't even know right from wrong.
Well, that's very interesting. I have heard about some of the cartoons having that feature, because certainly when Brother Stanley and I came up, I didn't see anything like that. Brother Stanley, your opinion of that first question, is homosexuality being normalized from your perspective?
Well, my perspective is a at different levels of maturity. Let's say when I was younger, homosexuality was deeply offensive to me. But as I matured, then you meet more people, and I met more people, and I met some homosexual people, even though that's not my lifestyle, but they have their lifestyle, and they do exist. So and always, what happened was I developed a thought pattern that I talked to you about it a while ago, that if you took the word homosexual out of any sentence and put the word black in it, that would be the same statement that they use. Instead of using black, they use a homosexual now as a derogatory. Like blacks wasn't allowed. Blacks couldn't do this. They didn't want blacks and whites to mix. But now they're saying, well, homosexuals we don't want in. I have right not to serve a homosexual. The same statement that they use, for blacks, they're just finding another group.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're talking about discriminatory practices or discrimination, and the analysis you used, of course, was how blacks used to be almost a bad word. Coming up in the 60s, you couldn't even call each other black. Isn't it something how life certainly, what they say is nothing new under the sun. But I think both of your opinions were very well taken. I'll go back to Sister Amina, because like you were saying, now in the schools, let's go here. What is homosexuality? I think if we're talking about it, we have to define what we're talking about, because we have three people on the line, we three, and homosexuality may mean something different to the three of us. So let's see, putting our cards out there, what homosexuality means to the three of us, and then go from there. Sister?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Homosexuality is someone that likes the same sex.
Well, I like you. You're going to have to go a little deeper than that. I like you.
That's okay. Let me say that's having a sexual relationship with the same sex.
Okay. So it's defining sexuality. Oh, sex.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, Brother Stanley, what does it mean to you?
Yes, it does mean that from what we've been taught for the dictionary is same sex meaning homosexuality, but then you have. Now, like I said, as you mature, they got LGBT, you know, all the numbers and letters, that they might just be queer and might not be the sexual thing, you know. I'm just saying it's a developed thing.
Well, I think that's my point. That's exactly my point. Here is a lifestyle, and some may say a death style, but for the sake of conversation and being respectful, we'll say a lifestyle, an alternative lifestyle, that is not properly defined. How could we as a society talk about a subject and we don't have the proper agreed connotation of the definition of what we're talking about? For Sister Amin, it's defined in sexual terms. And then Brother Stanley was started getting into some of the things we have been hearing with the letters, LGBT and other letters that go with it. So I think we are really talking about a subject that is rushing to the front to be acceptable, and yet it is not properly defined or agreed upon with everyone, because it means something different to everyone. And I think it's a very serious subject to talk about, because Sister Amina brought it out. It's already in the schools. It is being taught to children. And again, the term itself is not concrete in its definition. Now, let me say before I go back to our wonderful guest, if you're just tuning in to NEA2X Radio, the voice of the people, find us 24/7 at www.blackonblackunity.com. You can pull us up on your internet or on your telephone. You don't need an application, and you can hear us 24/7, profanity-free. We're talking about the question, is homosexuality being normalized? And we are really getting into some provocative thought. And I do want to say, many people listening, and even in my family, we have homosexuals in our family. We're not discriminating against them. We love our family members. So this, again, is done in respect, but it's also done in the content that our opinions are powerfully needed. We don't need people telling us what to think. That, there's too much of that going on in life, somebody telling you and I what to think. How about you, world, hearing what we think and what we feel based on our life experiences? So we're talking with Brother Stanley Wade, calling out of Maryland. I think he said Waldorf, Maryland. And we're talking with Sister Amina, calling in from Washington, D.C. So do you have any homosexual friends? Because if they're friends, then they're in your heart. And that type of thing, if you don't mind answering, and you don't have to answer. How about you, Brother Stanley?
Yes, I have
Brother Stanley. We're gonna go to Brother Stanley.
Oh, Stanley, okay.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely say that I have friends who probably have homosexual tendencies from my perspective, but they've never approached me as such. And of course, yes, and I have a lot of women friends who are homosexual, and they, of course, they won't approach me. So, but like I said, my thing is, just as I got white friends, Chinese friends, and other ethnic group friends, if they are friends of mine, I accept them all.
Yes, sir. Sister Amina, do you have homosexual friends or acquaintances that you consider in your heart to be your friends?
I had one before, but the thing about it, she turned back straight, and you know, we never talked about it. Never talked about. I never gave her, even when she would, ask me to go to parties and stuff like that, right? I wouldn't go because that's not my forte, you know? And, but I never disrespect her. I love her because we both human, but we go in a different directions. And the thing about that is I never judged her for who she wanted to be or who she wanted to be with. I still love her. She gonna do what she wants to do, but all I say is don't try to draw me towards it. That's it.
Yeah, we're really clear. And just like we just established that we all know people that embrace that type of life. I have a great, great friend of mine that hasn't done me wrong the whole time I've known her over the years. And she's not judged or anything. She's a good friend, dependable and reliable, and I know she has my back. Her business is her business, and that's fine. So I think tonight's conversation should be focused on the media or whoever is responsible. Let's go with the media. 10 years ago, you didn't see the commercials you're seeing now. Two men literally kissing in a TV commercial, not late at night, not 9, 10, 11, 12, when most children are put to bed. And we see movies that may have an entire movie. When we look at the movie Precious, one of my favorite movies, and we know that there was a role in that movie that showed a homosexual couple. I'm taking for granted that we all three have seen Precious. Has everyone seen Precious?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, like I said, 10, 15 years ago, this was unthinkable. When you go through the history of homosexuality, homosexuals back in the day were treated horrible from mainstream society. They were treated unfair. They were treated with criminal acts. Brother Stanley, can you attest to that?
Well, you just opened the door to my statement, because you just went 10 years. Go back, let's say 20 years ago, blacks weren't on TV. 30 years ago, we weren't kissing white people on TV. We weren't even holding their hand on TV. We had no idea of becoming the president of the United States and the vice president being a woman, an African-American woman. So when you say that in the struggle that we, and like I said, you take the word homosexual and you put African-American in there, the struggle and the hanging and the lynching that the African-American went through to get to all the way to the top is exact same struggle that the homosexuals in LGBTQ, whatever they are doing, and that's why they're on TV now, and that's why they're in their positions now.
I hear you. I strongly disagree. I'm going to go to Amina first. I hear what you just said, and it was articulated sharp. It really was, but I disagree with the statement. Sister Amina, do you have a response to his statement or one of your own?
Well, yes, I do have a statement to that. I disagree as well to that prefer, because they've been homosexuality is, they used to be quiet. I'm in my 30s, so It used to be so quiet. People used to be scared to even announce that they was gay. Even in the football teams, gay football players, all that. But now they don't, because it's so out there now. They normalize everything. They normalize everything that's out there. And far as being on commercials, they don't care what time of the day the commercials come on now these days. And it messes with, I'm telling you, it messes with, like, kids that are, like I said, that's not developed yet. And they seeing this stuff, and they saying, and they, I know they wondering, why is a man and a man, or a woman, is involved with each other? And that makes it confusing to those kids. And now that it's not even, they took prayer out of schools, it's no morals there anymore.
Well, I think both of you have very, very concrete, accurate statements to make. And the reason I was disagreeing really slightly, not profoundly, I see what Brother Stanley is saying, the similarity. What I'm hearing is the similarity of discrimination, how bad we were discriminated, not because all black people were homosexuals, but because black people were black people. And being black, we tasted discrimination just being ourselves as human beings. But the part I disagree on, I'm going to come back to that after I say thank you to a sponsor and slightly disagree. But I certainly see your point. Brother Stanley and Sister Amina, I heard you loud and clear. We're going to take a quick break, come right back. Don't go anywhere. Near 2X Radio, the voice of the people. I want to say thank you. Is that you, Amina? I think you're moving around there.
I'm okay.
Oh, okay. You all right? All right, cool. We want to say thank you to S&B Movers. S&B Movers are the very best to call when you need to move or simply have large furniture you need moved away. Their service is reliable, affordable, and dependable. In today's market, with escalating prices, please mute. And that'll take care of that. We want our sponsor to be heard. Thank you, ma'am. In today's market, with escalating prices all around us, S&B Movers are keeping their prices reasonable and their services remain exceptional and professional. S&B Movers. They serve as far as New York and as far south as Florida. Call the professionals when you want to move at 240-507-7103. That's S&B Movers. And quickly, we want to say thank you to Upright Carpet Cleaning. Upright Carpet Cleaning are the pros, cleaning carpets with top-of-the-line products. Please mute, sister. We got to have you mute because we're hearing you move that phone, but if you keep it muted, we'll be okay. There you go. Upright Carpet Cleaning are the pros, cleaning carpets with top-of-the-line products. Tip-top service, and affordable prices. Get three rooms cleaned, whether residential or commercial, for only $149. $149 gets the job done. Call Upright Carpet Cleaning, serving the DMV, that's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, at 240-547-4569. So we're going to go back to our distinguished guests who are weighing in, and we are controlling the narrative from our brains, out of our mouths, to your ears, on the subject, is homosexuality being normalized? I had disagreed, and it's slightly, with the comparison, my brother, Stanley Wade, comparing, and I could be wrong. I'm just accepting what I'm interpreting, I believe you're saying, but I don't have to be correct. But the discrimination that blacks did was, to me, certainly more widespread discrimination. I mean, as you stated, brother, we were hung. Our tongues were cut out. Our teeth were bashed in with hammers. Somebody bashing your teeth in with a hammer if we smiled in society. The cruelty, the abnormal cruelty and horrors of chattel slavery and what followed Jim Crow and what was that, segregation. I think that, yes, discrimination was involved, but I think on a smaller level, when I look at the treatment of homosexuals, it too was very harsh. It too, back in the day, if you had a job, for an example, and someone found out on your job, you were qualified for the job, you did a good job, you came to work every day, you were really superb on your job, but they found out about your private lifestyle, you were fired, just outright fired. And that is the discrimination. You didn't fire the person because they couldn't do the job. You found out something about them. So those two similarities are certainly in common. But comparing, what was that, 310 years of the most brutal, wicked, evil, outright treatment of black people in America to the horrors of how homosexuals were treated, I just don't see it being a fair comparison. So it's at your feet, Brother Stanley. Teach me.
Okay, what I'm going to say is that being black was automatic, the treatment. Being the homosexual, they get beat. I don't even know their documentation of how tragic some homosexual been beaten. You know, but beating is beat. Being discriminated is being discriminated. But the point that I'm trying to make mostly is that who is it coming from? For each individual group. I was watching this, a series on HBO Max called Warrior, and I'm watching how the Chinese, Asian Americans working on trains and looking at the similarities of the discrimination they had. You know, only difference was that the Asian, and no matter how much, whatever city you go to, you have Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a growth going as a group. That's the only thing I've seen different between the African American and the Asian American. We just had never got together as a group, and we don't have that type of business. Not yet, but we're getting there. You can see
we're on our way.
We're getting there. Yes, but we were so separate that now we're getting there. And so to even consider discriminating against any other group after we've been through what we've been through, it's hypocritical to me. It's don't make sense to me.
You want to weigh in, Sister Amina? Don't forget to come off mute.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, my phone.
No problem. No, it's all good. We all good. Go ahead, sis.
Yeah, my phone on 6%. But I was hearing what Brother Stanley was saying, and I agree with him totally, 100% with that. And I really don't have no comment after that. You know, you said.
What part are you agreeing 100%? So we can be clear. We're all learning.
Yes. When he was talking about that thing, I just had it in my mouth. I'm sorry. I'm actually walking. Dang, God dang it. I'm sorry. Here I come. I'm coming.
Well, he was saying about the Chinese, how they were building up Chinatown.
No, I wasn't talking about that part. It was another part that he said
discrimination?
Yes, about the discrimination part. That's the part that I was trying to say. Yeah, I agree with him with the discrimination part because, you know, we have been being discriminated for a long time, black people, and homosexuality, definitely they have, just because they coming out as being homosexual. And I understand that, and I do feel sorry for those people that have been, that died because of their coming out of the closet or whatever that they are. And I feel like that's why we should always go towards people in love, no matter what they are, no matter who they or whoever they trying to be.
I understand. And I think all three of us certainly agree easy with the discrimination. I'm not denying that the discrimination is real, but my objection was the comparison to the black experience and the discrimination to what gay people are and really went through back in the past. It was horrible. I remember when a young man, I believe in Wisconsin, his name was Matthew Shepard, and they even named a bill after him when his community found out, this is back in the 80s or early 90s somewhere, and they found out that he was gay. This young man was only 18 years old, and the torture that he went through, that was wrong. That was completely wrong, especially when you look at today, the lifestyle is being, in my thinking, pushed on society. It's being, as you said, Sister Amina, I don't want to see this lifestyle taught in school until there is evidence and there is proof of where this behavior comes from. Like, if I had to define homosexuality, I would be talking about a behavior. It is a behavior, whether it's sexual or non-sexual. There is a behavior that schools are attempting to tell people that have been here in a matter of hours what the behavior is, and I object to that 100%. Because you're not qualified.
Exactly.
It hasn't been a doctor. What doctors, what 10 doctors, 100 doctors are coming out to say, well, this is the gene, and they all study it and they all agree. I don't think the subject should be taught in school to accept a behavior that has not been properly defined. It's no disrespect. It's no disrespect to the community, the homosexual community. It is my thinking. It's the way I feel. I haven't been convinced that the behavior has been properly defined in order for someone to teach it, and to teach it to little small children, 5 and 6 years old. I think that's reprehensible, and it's 100%. Incorrect. It's wrong, and it shouldn't be taught until it's proven. Brother Stanley, your thoughts.
Okay, I agree with that, because for me, from my understanding, I don't know if they have a class called homosexual. So I pray that they don't, because I still got grandkids and great grandkids got to come through their formal education. But I can't see it being taught in school. But because it's so much that these children have to learn with technology going as fast as it is growing, that they don't have time to do that. That's a home thing. A person's lifestyle is a home thing, and that's what's wrong, is that society, some people, groups in society, want to bring their opinion into the school system to indoctrinate the kids. But no, that's not where it should be, because the kids have so much to learn other than to be taught what to become. That's my
opinion. Amina, I know you got something to say.
Yes. Well, as far as in the schools, I definitely don't like that, because some of the fact is it's confusing kids, and I feel like it's too early for them to be influenced by that. If you want to try to teach kids about homosexuality, I think it should be taught from their parents. Like, their parents should teach them about homosexuality and identities, different identities out here. It's not, I don't think that it's good for you to bring your LGBTQ crew in there or your homosexuality crew in there and just teach underage kids that this is okay. That's just one side. You're just teaching them your side. You're not teaching them the other side of the things that's going to come along with that, and other things that's going to come along with other things as they are. And when they go back home, their parents might be mad because of they teaching their kids these things. I just think that it's not good to bring that type of environment, that type of community, the gay community, in a school just yet with underage children that's not even understanding what's going on with them.
Well, let's clarify. You were talking as if it's not in the school, at least Stanley is. It's already in the curriculum. It's already there. They have a book out, Mom, I Have Two Mommies. Wait. There we go. Mute out, sis. There's a book already out in the school. They are teaching it to your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. And this is what prompted the radio show today. It's in the schools. They have parents all over the country that are challenging the schools for allowing the curriculum to be in the schools with first graders, second graders, third graders, who are not mature enough to see the past, or rather know the past and the comparison. So if I'm in the third grade and my teacher is teaching me, I mean, some of these schools have explicit pictures to these children. This is going on 2022, 2023, perhaps a little bit of 2020 and 2021. This is already in the schools, and this is why they're in the cartoons. They shouldn't be in cartoons, because when we were coming up, cartoons were geared toward children. Now they got these adult cartoons, but even the other little cartoons toward children are introducing in their thinking a way of life that is extremely controversial, and it is being pushed to not be controversial, and that goes back to our original question. Is it being normalized? Because if you take If you take a 10-year-old, I'm sorry, if you take a 5-year-old, and in 5 years from now, no one in the home, as both of you have said, and I applaud loudly, the home has a big responsibility, but no one in the home is pouring information in the child's mind about the subject. Are you sitting your children down and talking to them and talking with them? When you talk with your children, you do the listening and they do the talking. I don't care if they're 6, if they're 8, they have opinions. And a lot of time we adults, oh, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about, and we brush them down. But we have to listen to our children, even when you're teaching them about the behavior that appears to be pushed into mainstream normalization. Stanley, did you know that it's all, the curriculum is all?
Okay, Nate, it seems like you're breaking up a little bit, but now I'm going to concede I have no knowledge of it being taught in schools. And also I must say that I can't understand why it should be taught in school, because, like I said, with technology and the world is going at as pace as it is now, they don't have time to do social, sexual teaching, and that's to be done at home. Some things are home training, not corporate training in the school.
Okay, let's go to Amina. Amina, you are aware because you and I have talked off record. Are you aware of the curriculum that is being taught to children? And these parents are outraged, from North Dakota to Texas to Florida to Oregon. These subjects are being taught in public schools and maybe some private schools. And Amina, do you have any knowledge of that?
No, I don't have. I didn't know they had books and stuff teaching.
Oh yeah,
I didn't know that. I didn't know they had the books and stuff.
Oh yeah,
about that. I'm just knowing that. I mean, that's just bad.
Now, this is being taught in schools. I met a lady, we were going to talk about it once with the National Action Network, and the lady just didn't show up. But she had got several books, All I remember is something like Sally Has Two Mommies. They are teaching your children or great-grand and grandchildren normalizing this behavior. They have drag queens that are coming to the schools, public schools, not private schools, public schools, that are telling your and our community children, regardless of their nationality, their religion, it doesn't matter. They're children. And I know what I'm talking about, because we have been addressing this, other people in other forms, not on the radio, but some of the students of the late, great Dr. Frances Cress Welsing. Now, she had the Dr. Frances Cress Welsing Institute. And when she was called back by Allah, God, in 2016, she was talking about it then. She was talking about it before her death, but the Institute is continuing. The Institute talks about it twice a month, waging war about what is being taught to the children. So when you look at Gabriel Union and Dwayne Wade's young male. He was born a male. And I think he was 10, 11, and now the world is looking at him. He tells his parents that he wants to be not the male anymore, and the world is looking, and the parents are in agreement with him and has allowed him to express himself as a child when their brains are still forming. So please be aware that this is actually true. It's not disrespectful. And then the top side of that is some of the homosexuals don't even like it. Some of them are against it. They're waging war, and for whatever reason, mainstream media doesn't find it interesting enough that all of us are on the same page of information of how homosexuality is being normalized. And that's just my thinking. It has a movement to be normal, not to you, Amina, Stanley, and myself, but to the children. They are aiming at the children. So when you're 5 years old and you've been introduced to the curriculum, by the time you're 10 and 15, they'll tell you, what's wrong with going to a gay wedding? You know, what's your problem? What's your problem, Nia? Or whoever, because they were introduced, and the parents, as Stanley said and Amina said, have not stopped to take time to use your voice. You don't have to have a degree in anything. You just have to have a voice and be able to discuss with your family so that you and I can help control their decision-making. Because you know how it was when we were children. When we was out in the street, your mama tell you something, you get around the corner, the real deal, I'm going to do what I want to do. Let's say thank you before we come back to any response about the curriculum in school. It's already written. The books are in there. Governor DeSantis, look up some of the bills that he is doing with homosexuality. They're all kind of groups, but they don't get the mainstream coverage that they deserve to oppose the curriculum being taught to children. Again, we are not disrespecting, slandering. We are voicing our concerns, our interests, our opinions, our knowledge, and our experience, answering the question, is homosexuality being normalized? Don't go anywhere. We want to say thank you to the upcoming, fast approaching Continuation March. That's right. The Continuation March, hosted by the Honorable Reverend Dr. Al Sharpton and co-hosted by Martin King III and his wife, Andrea. And she runs the Drum Major Institute. This is the Continuation March. It's the 60th anniversary of the march in Washington, D.C. in 1963. We are living with historic levels of violent hate crimes, threats to democracy. New limits were just put on affirmative action programs in a landmark ruling. The march is a pushback on police brutality, racism, the continued calls for the passing of the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, voting rights, and many of the issues concerning civil and human rights for all. Be there. Your presence counts and represents today and the future of our children. Register today free. Call the National Action Network to see what bus is leaving from your city or nearby town. Call 1-877-626-4651. All right, and we are really looking forward to the thousands of people where the LGBT community will be represented. They're being represented. And some people ask the Honorable Reverend Sharpton, why would you represent that group? Why would you allow them to speak? Can anyone give their opinion about the group itself? We're not talking about behavior, more or less. Why would they be included in having their civil and human rights protected? Anyone?
I have something to say about that one. Well, I say because everyone has a voice. That's one thing. And a lot of people these days discriminate people. So, like I say, everybody has a voice. So they have a voice, too. They have a voice. They have opinions. No matter what they are, no matter what they do, not even if we don't like what they do, they still have a voice and an opinion. So they still humans. So I feel like, yes, their voice counts. Their voice counts because they are people.
Very well said. Brother Stanley, your thoughts?
Yeah, correct. Because I don't know who said it was, that discrimination towards one is discrimination towards everyone. So that's why they got to be there. But let me say one thing about that school, please.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. It's just when you say they bring in one thing that all groups can agree on is that school is for education. And if that racist Nazi cannot speak in the school, if a Black Panther group cannot speak in the school, why would a gay clown be able to speak in the school? So I'm like, that's one thing that we all can agree on as groups, that if we all agree that school is just for education and keep all, and we all can say, okay, that's what schools are for, and everybody else stay out, the redneck stay out, and everyone else, then it would be no discussion. And that can go across the whole nation to say everybody out, in education, in simple as that.
Well, I think both of your points are very well taken, and you're right. We're all in agreement. Everyone should have a voice, because if you want to know about a homosexual, you have to ask a homosexual instead of telling him or telling her, "Oh, you ought to do this and you ought to do that." When they are explaining, I go back to the transgender. Now, I don't think a child should be able to interpret, because we change all the time, especially when you go through puberty. But if a grown person, 18, 25, and they're telling me something that I don't understand, it's incumbent upon me to listen so that I can learn. When you listen, you learn. And then hopefully we have the knowledge from learning. But when we don't listen and, you know, they have their voice, I also agree with them not being tortured and crimes against them. For an example, there was here in D.C., an ambulance was called for a person that fell out or was jumped or something. And when they got there and they saw that that person was transgender, it was wrong for them not to treat that person. That was wrong. Here you are discriminating, as Sister Amina said, they're human beings. And it's regardless of their lifestyle, what they want to be. They're living with that. You treat people across the board, and you don't have the option to discriminate because you don't understand or agree with their lifestyle. And that person died. That person, they lay on the ground that they thought was a female and found out it wasn't a female, and that was completely wrong. That was wrong. You should have treated that person as you were trained to do for everyone. And that goes back to you, Stanley. Back in the day, a black person laying on the ground, that's a Negro? We don't have to treat them. And that's the comparison I agree with you on, that level of discrimination. So I think we should do a part two of this very important subject. I could send both of you some information of parents challenging the schools because of some of the curriculum the children have brought home to them, and they just can't believe it, that the schools would allow young, impressionable, tender minds to be introduced to adult subjects that a lot of adults don't even understand ourselves. Sister Amina, do you have any comments before we wrap it up? I'm going to tell you, this hour went quick.
No, I don't have no comments, and I totally agree with you about that's what I was talking about with the schooling, far as them, the underage ones, like 5, 6 going up. They don't know, and they bring that stuff home. The parents gonna be. I was saying that. That's what I was just saying.
Yes, ma'am. Brother Stanley, your closing comments.
Well, I appreciate you opening my eyes to the point of how much it is in the schools that I did not know. And I will check my grandkids and check my children and see if they're checking them, because I feel, you know, that one thing, that home training is one thing. School is for education, not someone else's guidance in their lifestyle. We can agree with that. They got to separate.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I agree
with that.
Yes, indeed. I think that we, especially black people, we need to take a more proactive role in developing the children in our homes, even in our communities, because a lot of us allow television to raise the children in front of, and they have slipped into television behavior. So if your child was today introduced to the subject and they didn't come home and tell you because they don't have anything to compare that, what you know, that this behavior is spoke about in the Bible, it is spoke about in the Holy Quran, and it is spoke about in the Old Testament and probably other scriptures. So the child comes home and doesn't say anything because they don't know the difference. That's the role, as you two have clearly said, with homosexuality, in my thinking, being pushed to be normal. This is the time. Shut the television off. Shut it down. And sit 15 minutes with your children. Start a dialogue. Be sure to listen to them, 50% talk, 50% listen, so you can tell where their thinking is. It's not that you're trying to shape your child to be like you, because your child is your child. They're individuals. But certainly the world is shaping our children with them seeing content that the first time you saw two men on television literally kiss each other as a couple, the first time you saw it, Stanley, you saw it, Amina, I saw it, you had a reaction to it. Am I seeing things? Or what have you? So the world is shaping your children through the television. Then the school is coming in with the curriculum. And then, of course, their peers. But where is our two guests, Sister Amina Scott, Brother Stanley Wade? We are challenging you beautiful parents that do everything you can to keep a roof over your head. We see these escalating crazy prices, and it may cause you to have two or three jobs. Well, I remember Dr. Ben Carson coming up in Detroit, and that famous surgeon he and his brother were left alone a lot because their father and mother separated, and she became a single mother. But do you know Dr. Ben Carson's mother, when they started getting in trouble in school, especially Dr. Ben, she made it a point to make sure they were doing book reports. They were going to the library. She still had them two jobs. She still came home with sore feet, tired, but she carved out enough time with her two sons. And the world knows that Dr. Ben Carson became one of the world's and is the world's top surgeon when he separated those conjoined twins, the first ever history of the world. And he came out from the hood in Detroit. So when you take time with your children, because they are brilliant, you hear what these little children are talking about? Where they get that from? They come today with all kinds of intelligence. Your time will matter with your child, grandchild, great-grandchild, or any child that you come in contact with if you're in favor of teaching what you know about. Because homosexuality has not been properly defined in my thinking. Amina, you have 10 to 20 seconds in your closing comments, Brother Stanley, and we'll call it a wrap.
No, I don't have anything else to say.
Okay, Brother Stanley?
Well, I hope that we could continue on, because what's going on in my mind would take another session. So, but I appreciate this time you've given me to speak on today.
I think the appreciation is all of ours, listening to our distinguished guest, Sister Amina Scott, Brother Stanley Wade, and I want to also thank our sponsors, because without those black businesses, we would not have a radio station. I want to thank the listeners who are always inspiring us. Thank you to Queen. She's been the engineer for this evening. And thank you for all that you all do. Keep it right here, NIA2X Radio at www.blackonblackunity.com. And you know we are profanity-free, and we do it all for you. Keep it right here.